Known as the Honest Leadership and Open Government Act, the new law is the latest effort to bring more transparency to the connection between lobbyists and campaign financing. Senator Feingold voted against an earlier version of the bill because he said it wasn't tough enough. Today, he said, despite the fact that more still needs to be done, the new restrictions are a step in the right direction.
It prohibits members from negotiating future lobbying jobs while they're still in office. It eliminates pensions for members convicted of malfeasance in office. It prohibits members from attending parties thrown in their honor by lobbyists at party conventions. It really is a sea change in terms of the way all this was going on.
But Feingold, who has made ethics, campaign finance, and lobbying reform a priority for his entire career in office, says there are still loopholes in the revolving door between Congress and lobbying firms. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi joined Feingold in a news conference praising the bill. She says enforcement of the new rules is the next challenge Congress faces.
We can pass any bill that we want, and we can sing its praises, but if we're not going to enforce it, then we haven't made the difference that we must make.
Pelosi says it's up to citizen watchdog groups like Common Cause to hold Congress's feet to the fire and target lobbyists and Congress members who violate the new rules. In his signing statement, President Bush called for amending provisions in the bill that limit the ability of sitting presidents to pay for travel during a reelection campaign. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.